Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode of Unwell is brought to you by The Amelia Project. Have you ever daydreamed about disappearing and starting over? What if there was a company that provided just that service? Welcome to the comedy fiction podcast, The Amelia Project, a show about a secret death-faking agency. In each episode, you'll hear a new client being interviewed and the dilemmas that bring them to the death-faking agency. They're in turn funny, thought-provoking, or downright surreal. It's just such a delightful premise. We think you'll really enjoy it. You can find The Amelia Project wherever you listen to podcasts, and stick around for a trailer for The Amelia Project at the end of this episode.
Hello, hello. This is Michael Turrentine. I play Wes on Unwell. And if you're looking to spend more time in Mount Absalom, I hope you'll support us by becoming a member at audaciousmachinecreative.com. For $5 a month, members get an ad-free feed of not only Unwell, but also my other fantastic podcast, World Gone Wrong. You get extra content like annotated scripts, deleted scenes, and full tracks for the original music in the show. It's really fun, and it makes a huge impact on our ability to make more awesome podcasts like this. You can become a member at audaciousmachinecreative.com. Again, that's audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Then we have a deal. Ooh, open this one next, Lily.
I was saving it for last.
11 is way too young to believe in delayed gratification. Come on, open it. Not like that. Tear into it. Rip it to shreds.
Mom, what if you want to save the paper?
To hell with the paper. It's Christmas morning in America. Let's have some carnage. That's the ticket. You're a lion, and it's a delicious wildebeest. Rend that sucker in twain. Taste those entrails.
Roar!
That's the goddamn spirit.
Don't swear, Mom.
Why the shit not?
It's weird.
Lily Bell, it's time you knew. Your mother is a certified, genuine Class A weirdo.
Didn't used to swear so much.
People didn't used to give their kids anything but a sock full of oranges for Christmas. Who cares about used to? Now, let's...
You only started when you and Dad... Oh, I mean...
It's okay, Lily. It's okay.
Mom.
Fine. You're right. But it's gonna be eventually. If we just...
When?
I don't know. But until then, I say we fake it till we make it. I believe we had a wildebeest carcass to devour... There we go! Ta-da!
It's a vacuum cleaner.
Not just any vacuum cleaner. That's a Brock Halford Extra Horsepower Turbo Cyclone 5. The machine that sucks.
Mom.
Any kind of surface, Lils. Dust is history. Carpet, bam. Hardwood, bam. Tile, bam. Pizza. Okay, who am I to judge?
Mom.
Just a very dusty old pizza.
Mom!
Lillian. Open the box.
Oh, my gosh.
Did I get the right one?
It's perfect. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Does it come with tapes?
Keep digging.
Yes. Live from Mount Absalom, Ohio, it's the Lily Harper Show.
You know, you're getting to an age where, when you said you wanted a boombox, I assumed you'd be blaring punk music into the night until all the local old-timers started shitting themselves.
Mom!
I assumed, and I approved. Never trust anyone over 30, Lily.
Shh! starring me, Lily Harper. Also starring the Dorothy Harper Singers. Take it away. Take it away.
We three kings of Ohio art tried to make some art using farts. It was classy and so gassy.
Mom, sing it right.
She's about to laugh, audience.
No, I'm not, audience.
Audience, I don't know who she thinks she's fooling, but that's definitely a smile.
I'm frowning.
100% a smile. Farts. Farts, how they smell. Oh, how they smell. Run far away, out of my way.
Very, 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 very stinky.
Very, 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 very stinky.
And on that note, we'll be back after this commercial break.
Dot.
Hold on to your Santa hats, people, because we're just getting started. Live from Mount Absalom, Ohio.
Hey, Dot. Oh, it's you. I was just, you know, doing something much less pathetic than how this probably looks.
6 days.
What?
It's the 25th.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and Lily comes back from her dad's on the 31st. You're sitting alone in the basement surrounded by her childhood mementos. I deduce that you miss her. So, I was saying, 6 days.
How could I miss her? We've been living out of each other's pockets since May. Miss the days I could get a laugh out of her whenever I wanted. That's what I miss.
Scatological humor. I never saw the appeal.
Abby. Where's Rudy?
Out.
Can you stop by the observatory and tell him...
He's not there.
He's not?
He left a note. Last-minute holiday plans.
Who has last-minute holiday plans?
Rudy. You meant rhetorically.
What kind of plans?
The note didn't specify.
At all?
It was a short note.
Is that what you came down here to say? That you don't know where Rudy is?
I just wanted to let you know, Dot, that I downloaded one of those Bing Crosby Christmas specials to the house computer if you feel like watching it.
Why?
In case you'd like to revisit the music of your youth.
Honest question. How old do you think I am?
Dot.
Bing Crosby? Seriously? He's so corny.
My parents like him.
Then your parents are weird.
No argument there. Is there any more age-appropriate Christmas music you'd prefer?
Because old songs are good for a brain that's getting a little moldy, you mean?
I would not have put it that way, but music is supposed to help, so I figured...
Did you look up how to handle someone with dementia?
Should I not have done that?
Did my daughter put you up to this?
No.
I don't need coddling.
Okay.
Why would you think I need...
Nothing.
It's something. I can tell it's something.
It's 5 p.m.
And?
That's a bathrobe. And slippers.
I lost track of time. Anyone can lose track of time. Goddamn, Rudy. I was going to make him some saltine cracker cookies.
I know. I found the recipe downstairs while I was making a shopping list.
I just got groceries. What are we out of?
Milk, bread, coffee, bananas. Also, there's an inch of slush on the walk, and it's supposed to drop back down to freezing in an hour.
I'll tell West... Oh.
Right.
Okay, I'll go pick up some bananas, etc., once I'm done shoveling. So, when do you leave?
The room?
Don't you have a family?
Yes.
I'm sure it's beautiful in New Hampshire?
Vermont. I already told you I was staying here through the holidays.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I'd know if you had. I definitely know.
I told you a week ago.
I would have written it down on the calendar so I could keep on top of changing the sheets. Are you sure you told me?
Yes. Remember, it turned out my sister Gail was planning to visit my parents, and you said, that's nice, and I told you that Gail's one condition was that I not show.
Your mom and dad really let her get away with that shit?
That's what you said last time.
Don't pull my leg. It's not funny.
And I'm not joking. Gail has a toddler-age son my parents very much want to see, and the closest I have to offspring is 2/3 of a thesis and a mound of grad school debt, which is just not much of a bargaining chip. It is what it is. And I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
Yep.
Do you want me to make you some saltine cracker cookies?
Yes.
What child is this? What child is this? Will someone please tell me whose child is this? What child is this? What child is this?
And won't someone please change his diaper?
What?
Are you sure you're okay?
Yes.
Did you take your meds?
What?
Your medication, Dot. Did you take it?
Of course I took it.
You're positive?
Yes.
Okay. What do we need for the cookies?
What cookies?
The saltine things.
Right. That.
The internet says we're expecting 6 inches within the hour, and Maureen D'Souza just called to remind you that Carrie Shi is too pregnant to drive the snowplow this year. Why didn't you answer the phone?
I was busy.
Doing what?
I have a lot to do here. It's a lot of work.
Are you sure you're all right?
Of course I am.
Okay. I thought I'd run out and pick up a few things while the roads are still safe. And that I'd go ahead and shovel the walk on my way out.
Oh, I couldn't ask you to do that.
Take it off my rent. So, we need coffee, bread, milk, eggs.
Get jam! Boysenberry.
There are 3.5 jars of jam in the fridge. The contents of the fridge are, by volume, mostly jam.
You asked what I wanted, I'm telling you what I want! Why are you making this so goddamn...
Fine. I'll get jam.
No, I'm not even sure if I believe you.
Look, I'm typing it on my phone right now. J-A-M. What else do we need?
I don't want to talk to you now.
Dot. Do we need saltines?
I don't know.
For the cookies, do we need saltines?
Why do you care?
You said you'd make... It doesn't matter. I'll say yes, and worst case scenario, we'll have stale crackers to go with our copious extra jam. Anything else? All right. Going to assume that's everything. Call me if you think of something. Dot.
Anything else?
That's what I...
Look! You're not looking!
You're pointing to a shelf.
I need it.
The shelf?
No! There! Right there!
It's empty.
Yes, I know it's empty, because what I need used to be there.
Okay, so what used to be...
It's gone!
I can see that, but before it was gone, what was it?
What?
In order to buy more, I need to know what it is you need.
I'm telling you, you're not listening!
All you've said is that it isn't here.
I need more. I'm completely out.
Okay, what... Was...
It's empty. I don't have any.
Don't have any what?
What was in the cabinet?
What was in the cabinet?
You tell me!
Dot, I don't know what was in there.
Some help you are.
Is there anything else I can...
I told you so many times what I want.
You haven't even told me one time.
Don't laugh at me.
I assure you, I am not laughing.
I'm not stupid. You're treating me like I'm stupid, and I'm not.
I'm not treating you like you're stupid. I'm just a little confused, Dot.
I'm out of one thing. I just need one thing. Why won't you help me?
What do you want me to do?
You're supposed to help! You're supposed to help!
Do you want some tea?
What?
A nice cup of herbal tea?
No, I don't want that! What would I want that for? I want what was there. It was right there!
If you think of it, let me know.
Shut up! You're always talking, and you won't even do one thing to help.
I'm in the middle of doing a favor for you right now.
Where's my daughter? Call my daughter. She'll know.
I'm not calling Lily to quiz her about what used to be in the cabinets.
Lily will know.
Lily hasn't memorized all the contents of your kitchen.
You have no idea what to do. You don't even want to help. But Lily.
Fine. You know what? I'll call Lily. Lily, it's Abby Douglas. She's, look, is there an outside chance you remember what was in the lower cabinet to the immediate left of the sink? Moderately important? No, the cleaning supplies are under the sink. The oatmeal is, it's not oatmeal, we have oatmeal. If you remember, can you call me? Thanks.
Let me talk to her.
She doesn't know.
I want to talk to my daughter.
I hung up. I'm not calling her again just so you can hear her say the words "I don't know" with your own ears.
Why won't you let me talk to her? Why won't you let me talk to my own daughter?
Why would I lie to you about this?
Call her back.
You'll just make her...
She's my daughter. She's my daughter. Who the hell are you?
Dot, listen to me. You've had an emotionally difficult day. Your usual support system is gone, it's getting late, and sundown syndrome would suggest that you're not thinking at your best right now, so if you could take a deep breath and try to...
You're saying I'm crazy.
Mental health is highly relative. Statistically, about 50% of adults will be diagnosed with something in their lifetime.
Blah, blah, blah. You mean I'm crazy?
That's a pejorative term for an extremely common condition.
I'm not stupid, and I'm not crazy.
We've well passed any chance of making progress right now. Why don't we...
Get out of here.
What?
Go! Get out of here! You want to leave anyway, so go. Go!
Actually, I think I'll get those groceries tomorrow. I can tolerate dry cereal for another night.
I told you to leave.
I live here.
I don't know you.
My name is Abby Douglas. I've been a lodger in your house since late May.
No. No, you're not. I've never met you.
I'm trying to explain to you.
I'm not crazy. I'm not some crazy woman.
Can you stop using that word?
Dale? Dale, where are you?
You're divorced.
What are you talking about? Where's my husband?
He won't come. He's not here. Just give me a second so I can call your doctor.
Shut up. Shut up. Dale!
Please, stay calm and... Voicemail. Fucking compulsory Christian holidays.
Dale?
Look, you've had a hard day. Why don't you go upstairs and get some rest? Studies show that sleep disturbance is linked with dementia and...
Why don't you get the hell out of my house right now?
All right. Second change of plans. I'm going to my room.
My keys!
You are not getting behind the wheel of a car like this.
I'm fine.
Come get me if there's an emergency.
You don't get to tell me what to do. I'll call the police. I'll call the police. They'll know what to do.
911, please state the nature of your emergency.
Hello, 911?
Dot. Dot.
What's doing that?
Dot. It's okay.
I need to,
Take your medicine.
It makes me so tired. Give me the shits. I don't wanna.
Take your medicine.
No. They hung up. It's okay. You're okay. Lily? Where's Lily? Lily? Lily! Lily? Lily, honey! I never should have left her alone. Lily! Where are you?
Dot.
Be quiet. Please be quiet.
Dot.
Stop!
Dot, go back inside.
No! My girl needs her mom.
Go back inside right now.
You're just a kid. Who?
Doesn't matter. Get back inside.
Where's Lily?
She's safe. I promise. She's with Dale. They're both safe. Please come back inside. It's too cold.
I can't see.
Wipe off your glasses.
Everything's wet. I can't.
Stay calm, Dot. Stay calm.
I can't see. Which way to the house?
It's okay. Walk with me.
I can't see you.
Follow my voice. This way, toward the light.
I can't. It's not my time yet. Please.
It's Sheriff Joshi's headlamps.
Oh.
Ms. Harper, you okay? Hey. Hey, let's get you back home. There you go. You can ride shotgun.
My daughter.
She's fine. Let's give her a call once you're home, yeah? Hey. Looks like you're down a slipper.
I don't know where.
Don't worry about it, Dot. Don't freeze your feet off looking for it. Slippers are replaceable, toes are not. Come on, we're getting snow on the sea. Hate to be that guy, but seatbelt dot. And don't give me that I live on the edge business. Nobody in this town gets to live on the edge of automotive safety. I think I ran on that platform once. 2000, maybe? Boy, it's really coming down out there, huh? I saw Chester Warren at Autos the other day. He said we were getting 10 inches. I don't know about that, but it is coming down. Something for the record books, I'm sure. Climate change and all that. Is the temperature okay for you?
What?
I know I've got the heat cranked pretty high, but I can really break off the knob if you want.
I'm okay.
Good. Good. Let me know if that changes. It's positively gelid out.
What?
Gelid? It means very cold. My wife's sister got me one of those word-a-day calendars for my birthday. Not quite sure what message she was trying to send, but hey, it occasionally comes in handy. Can't complain.
I tried to call the police.
And I'm right here.
Dot.
Season's greetings, Abby. Here you go, Dot.
Is she okay?
Is who okay?
No signs of frostbite or hypothermia. Get a couple warm blankets, some wool socks, a nice fire going. She'll be better.
I'm going to bed.
That works too.
Did he come in?
Did who come in, Ms. Harper?
That nice young man. Walt? No, Will?
Wes is away for the moment.
But I just saw him. I thought I saw him.
Get some rest, Dot.
Thank you for finding her.
Thanks for calling me. You did the right thing.
I think I'm not good at this.
Nobody starts off an expert. She's safe. That's what matters. So, do you want to do the honors or should I?
What?
Which of us calls Lily and gets her caught up?
I don't see any reason to do that.
Are you sure?
Lily's been looking forward to seeing her dad and her stepmom for weeks. If she finds out about Dot, she'll cut her trip short, and for what? She can't change her mom's brain chemistry.
If you're sure.
I'm sure.
Boy, I never thought I'd see Dot Harper riding in a cop car. At least, not in the front seat. It's too bad you didn't know her back in her prime. She was really something. Ebullient. That means...
I know what ebullient means.
Tell you what, she used to keep things around here interesting. One time...
Do you mind closing down that train of thought?
I'm sorry?
I'm just a little tired of the litany of things lost.
Of course.
Mark the Herald Angel sing, my the hell are we all being heralded?
This episode features
Symphony Sanders as Young Lily,
Marsha Harmon as Dot,
Kathleen Hoyle as Abby,
Michael Turrentine as Wes,
Bilal Dardai as Sheriff Joshi.
Written by Jessica Best.
Sound design by Ryan Sheely.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer, Mel Bruder.
Unwell lead sound designer, Eli Hamada McElveen.
Executive producers, Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP. And a special thank you to our supporting producers, Mike Beal, Calico Davis, Steve Diamond, Bill Gardner, J.D. Horn, Olivia Howard Doner, Nick Keenan, Carolyn Koskasten, Megan McLean, Aurora Natalini, and Caitlin White. HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miami people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miami peoples.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for the Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.